Jerry Bader Show 926. There was an incident over the weekend in Green Bay that many people seeing a video believe was excessive police force, police brutality, and an arrest in downtown Green Bay. The union released a statement yesterday, one saying they stand behind the officer, completely believe his actions were legal. And I'm getting a lot of emails and texts on both sides of that. I don't want to get into that because we could go on forever about that. They also did the union criticize the media for showing portions, and I did stress that, for showing portions of the video. They didn't show the whole video on TV, but they either linked to it, told you where you could see it. The union doesn't think the media should show these things, even though with YouTube and Twitter and Facebook now, tens of thousands of people saw it without ever seeing it on TV. But they believe this taints it for the officer, that there are preconceived notions based what their eyes are seeing without knowing all the facts. So I'm asking you, do you agree with the police association that these types of videos, or even portions of them, or perhaps more importantly portions, shouldn't be aired in the news? John and Stevens Point. John, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Morning, Jerry. Just it reminded me of Hearst's comment back during the Spanish War, where he stated, "Show me the pictures and I'll create the story." But now, because of mass media, we can create the story in our own minds just by the images we see.
Yeah, really what you're saying is, and that's an element that I think police and Mike Ellis and everyone else has to understand, is that video is everywhere now. But we did get, thanks a lot for the call, we did get a really good email where it pointed out it's one thing to see it on Facebook, but it's different when you put a journalistic presentation to it. More on that after the news. Mike on the road. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. Two answers to this question. First one is the media just simply needs to be more responsible. If they bias this thing, then they should be open to lawsuits. But even more importantly, what if it was illegal to videotape police officers? How would everybody think then?
Okay, but it isn't. So you're saying, what if it was illegal, then the person who did it would have broken the law, and I still think the media would have aired it. So it isn't illegal in Wisconsin. I know other communities in other states it is. It's not illegal here. They are subjected to that. And the one thing I would say, without giving away how I feel on this, I think police officers everywhere, not just the Green Bay Police Department, have to accept that the camera is watching constantly, constantly, that anytime they do anything. Remember the cop that parked in the wrong place and the kid gave him a hard time? Hey, the camera's eye is always on you. I want to share some very good emails on this, and we'll take more calls after the news. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roof.